from Hollywood, front and center. The United States Army and Air Force, in cooperation with the National Broadcasting Company, presents Front and Center, starring your mistress of ceremonies, Dorothy L'Amour. Dorothy, Front and Center.
Dorothy L'Amour reporting. Everybody, coming up front and center tonight are Henry Russell and the orchestra, the Crew Chiefs Quartet, and our special guests, Dennis Day and George Murphy. But first, let's hitch up the band and go to town country style. When it comes to fancy dancing, or to music with a smile, or to nice romancing, make mine country style. When it comes to arms that hold you, eyes that shine about a mile, like I just now told you, make mine country style. Hear that fiddle, I could listen all night. Hear that guitar, ain't that something? Darn right. Dance and share a loving cup with different partners for a while, but for hitching up with, make mine country style. Yes, sir, country style.
I love the music and the way that the country boys play.
Hitching up with, make mine country style.
Yes, sir, country style.
Yes, sir,
country style.
Thank you. And now for our first guest, it's that great day named Dennis. Dennis, front and center.
Dennis Day reporting.
Well, Dennis, you seem to be all over the radio dials these days. Not only are you on Jack Benny's program, but you've got a show of your very own.
Yes, ma'am. Every Wednesday night, our sponsor puts on this show called A Day in the Life of Dennis Day, and lucky for him, I'm the star of it.
Lucky for him, you're the star.
Sure, that title would be very confusing if someone else was.
Yes. Yes, I see what you mean. Do you like having your own show, Dennis?
Oh, you bet. Mr. Benny always paid me a salary, of course, but with the extra money I make now, I can afford the little luxuries I've always wanted. Like bread.
Well, it must be just wonderful to have a comedy show of your own.
Well, gosh, Miss L'Amour, why can't you have one, too?
Oh, I don't know. The sponsors all seem to want men comedians these days, like Eddie Cantor, Bob Hope, Fred Allen. I'm a woman, Dennis.
Yes, ma'am. I noticed it the minute I walked in.
Well, anyway, you can see what I'm up against.
Well, gosh, maybe what this country needs is a comedian with curves for a change. Especially curves like yours, Miss L'Amour.
Oh, I imagine my curves are just about average, Dennis.
Gee, I wouldn't say that. Some of them are practically U-turns.
Well, thank you, I think. But there's still the question of being a comedian. I'm just not funny, Dennis.
Well, you could be. You could be as funny as anyone on the air.
Dennis, you're very sweet, but I'm afraid I could never be as funny as, say, a great comedian like Eddie Cantor.
But you can, and I'll prove it to you right now. You just pretend you're Eddie Cantor.
Well, all right. What do I say?
Oh, anything you like.
Hello.
How do you do?
Why, Russian, what are you doing here?
I come here every day to write my book.
Russian, how can you write a book? You don't even know the alphabet.
Careful. I don't know the alphabet. Silly boy.
All right, if you know it, recite it to me.
Of course. A, B, C.
Well, go on.
There's more.
See, Miss Lamour, you imitated Eddie Cantor perfectly.
Did I really sound like Eddie Cantor?
Exactly. I could just close my eyes and see those five daughters and Ida and the Popeyes and all that money in the bank.
But, Dennis, I didn't get a laugh. You got them all.
Miss Lamour, don't you know anything about radio? Comedians must never under any circumstances say anything funny.
But I'd rather be a comedian who does say funny things like Bob Hope, he keeps insisting.
Okay. Okay, well, try as Bob Hope. Now, let's say the phone is ringing.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, Hope. Colonna speaking, Hope.
Professor, where are you?
I'm down at Duffy's Tavern. Hey, bartender, give me another shot.
Colonna! Colonna!
Gee, that was swell, Miss Lamour. You were every bit as funny as Bob Hope.
I know, isn't it awful? But, Dennis, all radio programs don't have stooges who get all the laughs. The great Gildersleeve doesn't.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that.
All right, then. How about Fibber McGee and Molly?
Well, my wife, Sweetie Face, just bought me a great big beautiful bird book.
Well, Dennis, there is one comedian on the air who does get all the laughs himself, and that's Fred Allen. Surely I couldn't be as funny as he is.
Well, let's try it. You be Fred Allen.
All right.
Well, let's see who's home in Allen's Alley.
Howdy, Bob.
If it isn't Mr. Moody.
You were expecting maybe Ed Allen Schmo.
Oh, now it's Mrs. Nussbaum.
She's from the South, son. South Bronx, that is.
Why, Senator Claghorn, how are you, Senator?
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
And I'm not long for this world.
You know something, Dennis? Maybe I can be a radio comedian. Alan should hear that.
I told you, Miss Lamour, you'll get as many laughs as any of them.
I guess you're right. But, of course, laughs aren't everything, Dennis. Now, for instance, on your program, you also sing.
Yeah, that's true.
And come to think of it, it's high time we heard a little something along that line. What's it going to be, Dennis?
Well, here's a new RCA Victor release of mine that I think is kind of cute. It's a little novelty called Yeah Sure, You Betcha.
In Wisconsin, Holly Johnson fell in love with a sweet Swedish Miss Hilda Swanson. He wooed her, he pursued her. All Wisconsin, her Johnson, sing Swanson this song. Oh, Hilda, Abe, and think you're grand. Will you, oh, will you let me hold your hand? If I should ask you, do you love me too? Say, yeah, sure, you betcha, Abe, and think you do. Oh, I do. Yes, I do. Say, golly, bay, yimini, yes, sure do to you. If I should ask you, do you love me too? Say, yeah, sure, you betcha, Abe, and think I do. But here we are, ladies and gentlemen. We have here one of the greatest, sweetest fans in all the world. An old, in fact, better than the Wisconsin Minnesota. Hilda, oh, Hilda, let this Swedish boy thrill you until you are jumping with joy. There at the preacher's when he says, will you? Say, yeah, sure, you betcha, Abe, and think you do. Oh, I do. Yes, I do. Say, golly, bay, yimini, yes, sure do to you. There at the preacher's when he says, will you? Say, yeah, sure, you betcha, Abe, and think you do. Yeah, sure, you betcha, Abe, and think I do. I sure do love you too, too. I do you too, you.
Oh, Thank you, Dennis Day. We'll listen for you on Wednesday night for Colgate Palmolive Pete. And now, here's our friend Hal Gibney. Hal, front and center.
Front and center, all you young men, 17 to 34. How many of you are interested in the great field of aviation? Well, you can get into it, fellas, if you're a high school graduate or if you can pass the Air Force test. Yes, under the new aviation career plan, you can choose the course of specialized training you want before you enlist and be assigned to an Air Force school that teaches that very course. Mind you, you know where you're headed and what you're going to study before you enlist. Get that, fellas? It means that if you've got the stuff, the Air Force will make you a top-notch aviation specialist and start you on the way to a fine career while you're in the Air Force and in civilian life later on. And remember, the new high Air Force pay begins the very day you sign up. Talk over the aviation career plan with your nearest recruiting officer just as soon as you can.
Each week at this time, we come to one of the high spots of our show. It's where Henry Russell and his all-boy orchestra, the crew chiefs and a front man from the Union, join in to soothe the savage breast. Hank, tell us more.
Okay, Dottie. Well, the boys and myself have whipped up another DuraPower arrangement of that old George Gershwin favorite, It's Wonderful.
It's wonderful, Hank. Just give me time to get out of your line of fire and you can start. Great, Henry Russell and crew chief. I only hope Roy Acuff and his Smoky Mountain boys were listening. Now we've got an extra special treat for you. It's that bright star from the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer studios, George Murphy. George, front and center.
George Murphy reporting.
George, it's nice to see you.
Well, thanks, Dottie. It's mutual.
Oh, by the way, here's a telegram that just arrived for you.
Oh, thanks. How'd they know it's down here?
What is it, George?
It says here, don't forget to tell the folks that Greer Garson may soon be seen starring in our production, Desire Me.
Who sent that?
That's for Golden Mare. Dottie, here's one for you.
Okay, now, don't forget to see Dorothy Lamour in Paramount's Wild Harvest and Variety Girl.
Well, who sent that?
I did. Marty Lewis doesn't work on Sundays. And now, George, suppose you set the scene for tonight's dramatic sketch.
All right, Dottie, you get rid of these telegrams and I'll set it. As our story opens, a girl is walking past an apartment building which is nearing completion. She stops, eyes it appraisingly, and suddenly climbs the half-completed stairway. Are you looking for someone, miss?
Oh, I didn't see you. You work here?
Well, sort of. I'm the building inspector, Johnny Owens.
I see. Tell me, where could I find the owner?
Well, you're looking at him now. I'm one of the partners, too.
You get around. Look, perhaps you could help me.
Well, I certainly like to try.
Well, I know this sounds silly, but would you mind putting my name down on your waiting list for tenants?
Say, you're a little early, aren't you? This building won't be finished for another 3 months.
I'll wait. I'm so sick of living in that 4x4 hotel room, I could die.
Yeah, it's a rough deal, all right. I know how you feel. Uh-oh, there's chow time. Well, I'm going to knock off now and say, why don't you come along and have a sandwich with me?
But I don't even know.
Oh, that's all right. I never stand on formality. Besides, I used to be an Eagle Scout. Would that make any difference?
Certainly would. I'll go.
Swell. Here, be careful of those steps. I'll help you down. There you are. Say, this poor man's Waldorf where I eat is 3 blocks away. Do you mind the exercise?
Not at all. I love to walk.
So do I. And if I don't behave like a little gentleman, you can ride back. Care for another cup of coffee?
No, thanks. I've had 3 already.
Well, I guess we'll have to go then. I can't think of any further excuse for hanging around here.
Don't you keep any regular hours on your job?
Oh, ordinarily, yes. But this is something special. Very special.
Oh. Tell me, have you been a builder very long?
Well, practically all my life, except for a few months when I had the accident.
Accident?
Yeah, it happened a couple of years ago. A girder fell against my leg and crushed it. Took some of the hop out of my hopscotch game.
How awful. But you came out of it nicely. Why, you don't even limp.
Oh, it bothered me a little at first, but I get along swell now.
Well, I really have to be getting home. See you again.
When?
Huh?
Don't tell me I'm going to have to wait till I finish this building now.
Why, no, I...
What about Sunday?
Well, I really...
Married?
No.
Oh. You got another fella, huh? Is that it?
Well... Not exactly.
Not exactly. Now, that's a silly answer.
I really shouldn't. It's hard to explain, but...
Oh, I think I get it. Somebody's jealous, huh? Look, let's make it nice and innocent in broad daylight. Then there can't be any complaints. How about golf? You play golf?
Yes, but I don't have my clubs anymore.
Okay, we'll rent some. How about it?
But...
We'll get an early start.
But... All right. How early? Was a beautiful shot. What's your real name, Ben Hogan?
Oh, lucky, that's all.
You've been having a lot of luck. The way you're hitting them, you're going to break par.
Well, this is sort of an easy course.
It's not the way I heard it, Johnny.
Oh, okay. Here, let me have your ball. I'll tee it up for you.
Thanks. Well, here goes nothing.
Hey, nice shot. Almost.
I must have raised my head at slicing.
Well, that's good luck. It's out of bounds.
Good luck?
Sure. Now I can help you look for it.
Ah, this air. Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah, sure is. You know, I think the fall is just about my favorite season.
But that's what you said about the summer.
Yeah, I know. I guess my favorite season is any season when you're around.
Race you to that bridge there.
Oh, no fair. Your horse has legs.
Yours has too. Come on.
You're a beautiful waltzer, baby.
You're not so bad yourself, Arthur Murray.
This is just about the happiest New Year's party I've ever had.
I'm very happy too, Johnny. I don't know when I...
Hey, Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Come here, honey.
Please, not... Oh, Johnny.
Oh, darling, I do love you.
Do you?
Yeah, will you marry me?
I want to, Johnny.
But what?
I... Not just yet.
Gee, baby, why the tears?
Nothing, it's just that...
Oh, come on, darling. Tell me. You're worried about something, aren't you?
It's...
It's Mickey.
Mickey? Oh, I thought that was all over.
It is. Oh, Johnny, it's you I'm worried about.
Me? If it's because you're stuck with me, you better worry because you are. Happy New Year, darling.
Happy New Year, darling. Look at that beautiful high diving board going away.
Well, you're absolutely free to use it whenever you feel the urge.
Are you kidding? I wouldn't go off anything that high with a parachute.
Oh, it's not so bad.
Oh, I don't know about that. A couple of people have climbed up there. They take one look, then they climb right back down again.
Well, getting back to us, will you marry me?
Please, Johnny. Not yet.
If you don't, I'll throw myself off that high diving board.
Don't be silly.
No, I mean it. Will you marry me?
No.
Okay, that does it. Goodbye.
Johnny, come back here. You'll hurt yourself.
Don't worry about a thing.
Johnny, please don't.
Oh, it's too late. I'm on my way up.
If you kill yourself, I'll never talk to you again. I'll call the police.
By the time they get here, I'll be halfway down.
Don't do it.
Will you marry me?
But you know I can't.
Here goes nothing. Hold on to your hat. Well, here's your house.
Your house? I just rent an apartment from you, remember?
Oh, yeah. If I'd been smart, I'd have rented myself an apartment here, too.
That's all we need. Aren't 3 dates a week enough?
Look, when are you going to marry me?
I don't know, Johnny. I...
Well, what are you waiting for? You know, the size of my hat, the kind of shoes I wear, what I like to eat? Hey, don't tell me you're still carrying a torch for that ex-fighter.
Don't be silly. I never carried a torch for Mickey. Mickey was a mistake.
Then what in the world are you waiting for? I don't understand.
Mickey.
What do you want, partner?
My girl.
I'm not your girl anymore. I told you a year ago it was all over.
Yeah, well, it ain't over with me.
Now, look, you heard what the lady said,
quiet,
didn't you?
Quiet, Punk.
Mr. Punk to you.
Please, Johnny, don't antagonize him.
Yeah. Well, you're liable to walk into a lot of trouble.
Looks like I walked into it already. What are you waiting for?
Well, I'm not waiting for anything. You just try this.
Too high.
I'll show you.
I'm sorry for the interruption, honey.
But, Johnny, you knocked him out.
Well, sure. Is there anything wrong with that?
But I didn't think you could. He's a prize fighter. That's what I was afraid of. Johnny, I thought he'd hurt you.
Oh, you silly kid. Is that the reason you've been stalling off our marriage? Come here.
I never thought you could because of your...
Sure, I know. But after all, there's no reason why a guy can't throw a real punch just because he's got an artificial leg. Now, as I was saying before, will you marry me and when?
Well, would now be too soon? Thank you, George Murphy. That was swell. And now I see Hal Gibney is edging this way again. All right, Hal, front and center.
Here's an important word to high school graduates. Listen closely, fellas. You can learn a valuable skill and be paid well all the time you're learning under the new Army Technical School plan. Think of it. When you finish your Army enlistment, you'll be a specialist and with money in the bank besides. Now, here are the fields of study the Army offers you. Mechanics, construction, crafts, electricity and radio, scientific, technical, medical, clinical, precision tools, and athletic coaching. All told, there are over 60 different courses in those fields, and one of them is sure to be right down your alley. And here's the payoff, fellas. You can select the course you want before you enlist. Yes, you simply make out an application at your nearest recruiting office, list a couple of the fields and a couple of the courses you like best. Then, when your application is approved, you can enlist with positive assurance that you'll get your course. Talk the whole thing over with your Army recruiting officer right away.
Here's a new hit song by a wonderful songwriter friend of ours, ex-Sergeant Ben Oakland. The crew chiefs are going to join me in You're Not So Easy to Forget. Henry Russell, an introduction, please.
You're
again. Although I told my heart to leave your memory alone, my heart seems to have a mind of its own. The haunting sweetness of your face, no, it's not so easy to erase. I know it's bad for me to keep remembering, and yet
all veterans of the armed forces. If you are otherwise qualified, your prior service permits you to enlist directly for service with our Army in Europe. For full details, see your local Army recruiting officer tomorrow. Dorothy L'Amour, front and center.
Reporting, Hal. Well, friends, that report was my last one for the season. Aloha is a word that means goodbye with all my love. And at the same time, it's a much prettier word than goodbye. So in saying aloha, may I thank everyone who has listened to our program, also to the people who have made our show so happy. Henry Russell, our musical director, Glenn Hall Taylor, our producer-director, our writer, Bill Dange, Hal Gibney, and the two Howards, Bill Jr. and Sr. Thanks, too, to the National Broadcasting Company. And Fred Allen, welcome back to this hour next Sunday. It's been a privilege and an honor to answer the greetings of the best sponsor in the whole world, the United States Army and Air Force, and their representatives, General St. Clair Street and Colonel Mason Wright. Until our next meeting, for George Murphy, Dennis Day, the orchestra, the crew chiefs, this is Dorothy L'Amour wishing you good night and good luck. Until we meet again, aloha.